You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Senate Health and Welfare Chair Patrick McMath says a day-long meeting with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana about its proposed sale to Indiana-based Elevance Health produced a ton of unanswered questions. McMath says the sale will create a foundation that will address poverty and health inequities, but he says there are unknowns. McMath says they're concerned that the proposed sale to Elevance will lead to higher costs for Louisiana's policyholders, despite the president and CEO of the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana telling legislators in his opening statement that premiums will not rise. McMath says Blue Cross is a local nonprofit, while Elevance is a for-profit company that has to answer to stockholders. He states that Elevance has acquired Blue Cross in other states, and their premiums have gone up. Blue Cross covers 1.9 million people in Louisiana. For the sale to go through, 92,000 policyholders will be asked to vote, and two-thirds of them will need to approve it. Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple will also have to sign off on it. The Department of Insurance will hold a two-day hearing on the proposed sale February 14th and 15th. When the sale was announced in January, Elevance and Blue Cross said the acquisition would improve access, quality, affordability, and improve customer service. Governor Jeff Landry has signed a proclamation that states Louisiana's oil and gas industry is open for business. Jeff Palermo with more.
Landry signed the proclamation at the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association's annual conference. The governor says his administration will ensure the oil and gas industry can thrive in Louisiana.
In Louisiana, we're going to produce more oil and gas, and we are going to reduce carbon emissions in our environment.
That's Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association President Tommy Fauché, who says the governor also signed an executive order that calls on state agencies to streamline the permitting process.
Making it an efficient process, that's good business practice.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
A Snapchat conversion led to the arrest of 14-year-old Mandeville area girls. Lieutenant Suzanne Carboni of the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says they were alerted to the conversation by the FBI's National Threat Section Exigent Threat Research and Analysis Crisis Team.
And in that conversation, they discussed shooting up the school to kill one of their teachers. They discussed what kind of guns they had.
Carboni says the threats are no joking matter, and the sheriff's office takes them all seriously. Snapchat conversations do not disappear, contrary to popular opinion, and the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office is asking parents to speak to their kids about the seriousness of making threats online.